Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to the disciples, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You have faith in God. Have faith in me as well. In God's house there are many dwelling places. Otherwise, how could I have told you that I was going to go prepare a place for you? I am indeed going to prepare a place for you, and then I will come back to take you with me, that where I am, there you may be as well. You know the way that leads to where I'm going." Thomas replied, "But we do not know where you're going. How can we know the way?" Jesus told him, "I myself am the way, I'm the truth, and I'm the life. No one comes to Abba God but through me. If you really knew me, you would know Abba God also. From this point on, you know Abba God, and you have seen God." "Rabbi," Philip said, "show us Abba God, and that will be enough for us." Jesus replied, "Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and still you do not know me? Whoever has seen me has seen Abba God. How can you say, 'Show us your God'? Do you not believe that I am in Abba God and God is in me? The words I speak are not spoken of myself. It is Abba God living in me who is accomplishing the works of God. Believe me that I am in God and God is in me. Or else believe because of the works I do. The truth of the matter is, anyone who has faith in me will do the works I do and greater works besides. Why? Because I go to Abba God." The good news of salvation.
Alleluia, 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 alleluia.
I've got lots of notes. Could be a problem. All right. So this part of John's Gospel is part of the farewell discourse, which goes on for a long time, several chapters. And we're talking about Jesus saying, this is what to expect. I'm going to go away. Bad things are going to happen. You know this. I've told you this over and over. And this is what's going on. Jesus is telling them, well, you have a new commandment to love one another. Jesus is telling them, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And they look at him with crossed eyes and are saying, what are you talking about? He's saying, come through me to God. He's saying, make your home in me. He's saying, I'm the vine, you're the branches. He's saying, go and bear fruit. And they're looking at him like, I don't understand what you're saying. And he's so frustrated. And you can hear that in the gospel to say, we've been together so long, and you don't know that God and I are one? We aren't separate. And we are all one. We're not separate. And they just don't get it. And I understand. I have empathy in terms of I might not have understood either. When you had a God in your mind and experience that looks and acts very differently than Jesus did. So if that's your tradition that you've absorbed all this time, is this picture of God. And Jesus is showing you a totally different God of love and compassion and non-justice. Non-justice. and justice and nonviolence, there is a disconnect. They're not figuring out that Jesus is showing us who God is and inviting us to go along and to be with God. They're challenged to recognize in Jesus the Father or the Creator that they've loved for so long. They don't know God in this disguise as Jesus, even though Jesus has been walking with them forever. So we're going to reveal a God of love to the world that will be seen as Jesus / God / Spirit. God is love, and we who abide in love abide in God, and God in us. So when Jesus talks about the house with many rooms, he's not talking about a house. He's not talking about a mansion in the sky. He's not talking about there's lots of rooms so everybody gets their own bedroom. That's not what Jesus is talking about. He's talking about the world. The dwelling place that Jesus is speaking of is a union with him that's a present reality and a deepening movement that we're all one and there's room for everyone. There's room for everyone. So how do we embody what Jesus is asking us to do? So when we look at the way, the truth, and the life, the way is living the way Jesus lives, following his example, doing what he did. The truth is following Jesus' words that he said over and over and over again, which come from God and he's expressing. The life is the communal life, the life where we are all one and there is room for everyone. So as you look at this little picture, and if you don't have a little picture, put your hand up and somebody will bring you a little picture. I've got some, Greg. Who else needs a little picture? Jesus is giving you an invitation today, holding out his hand. So we're going to pause a moment and let you hear, sense, visualize. What is that invitation? Is it about the way? Is it about a truth that you need to embrace? Is it about abundant life that you need to choose? But Jesus is putting his hand out to each of us and saying, take my hand. We'll do this together. Even though I died and was resurrected and ascended, I'm still with you through the Spirit. Take my hand. So I invite you, if you want, to spend a moment or two thinking about today, now, who you are right now, in community and in the world, and in the spiritual realm. And if you're so inclined, write the invitation on the back of this picture that Jesus is saying to you.